the Business Bunker.
Welcome to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 3rd of February, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
I have to say, I came through every weather force this morning on my journey in.
Did you?
Well, when I was walking my little hound, my little whippet.
How is Gavin?
my new husband, he's lovely.
Oh, sorry.
Of course, he goes far too early for me to walk in, but his new book's out, you know.
It is, yes. I'm looking forward to reading that.
Is it the 27th of February or 29th?
It's coming out on the 27th of February.
Yes. It's available now to a pre-order on Amazon.
It is, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fabulous read. It's called Frontier, indeed.
And it's his travels with Mark Mobius and 10 other top fund managers around Africa and the emerging markets of tomorrow. So very interesting. He did get arrested twice in the year. So.
Only twice?
Yes.
Obviously you weren't with him then.
I was with him in Cairo.
When he got arrested?
Yeah. He was actually, as he points out, he was detained for 5 hours, but not officially arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And of course those poor Al Jazeera journalists are really incarcerated. So. Mm. He had a lucky scrape, but you can follow him on Twitter at Frontier Funds. But I came through hail, and then it snowed, and then around sort of Petham there was fog.
Right.
And then I came here and the sun was out.
As always.
And 11.
It did snow though. It did snow after you arrived.
Yeah. Well, you got your little plough out, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
And 11 huskies outside already.
There are puppies, husky puppies.
Because I might have to go home with you tonight, listener, because if it does snow, I will have to stay with Paul Andrews until it clears.
And we will have a dog team that's taking us.
Yeah.
There are 11 husky puppies right outside the studio. They're being a bit boisterous, aren't they?
They're very sweet.
Yeah. So if you hear any howling, that will be Jules, of course, but it will probably annoy the dogs.
And who might our sponsor be?
Today's sponsor is Fruit Bowl Media again. The
fabulous.
Lovely people over there in Canterbury that designed the brand new spanking,
the one with the
fabulous,
emu.
Lovely
emu.
Flamingo-based website.
Flamingo.
That's you. See, that's you starting out. Going on. Yeah.
Castanets.
Yeah, exactly. The Flamingo.
The long-legged bird.
Business Bunker website, absolutely.
Long-legged bird.
Absolutely. Yes, they did do that.
I did.
And, of course, our... Shut up. And, of course, our headline... No. And, of course, our headline sponsors are the lovely people at Rift Group.
They are lovely.
Yes, indeed. But we would like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of us and the way that most of you do nowadays is to tweet me. And you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have already had 40 or 50 tweets, and I will be reading them as we go along. And we've also got some emails to read out for you. But do contact us. Do tweet me in while the show's on. We've got some fabulous guests to talk to you later.
You can phone in, did you say?
I did mention that. Well, you're not listening.
01303 874 998.
Is that a number?
Yeah, I try not to listen to you too.
01303 874 998.
Yeah, because I say it with a zero, you see, which throws.
No, because you're reading it off the wall.
Well,
some of us know it off by heart.
Well, I know. I don't often phone you.
No, that's true. Read an email then, Jules.
I will. On the Twitter, Telcare are saying...
that's not an email, is it? Now, that's the top of the list of the Twitters.
Telcare are saying, quick, grab your lunch and listen to the Business Bunker live at 1 p.m. With Jules Serkin, and no mention of you whatsoever.
Can I just say something to the lovely folks at Telcare?
You can.
Thank you so much, people at Telcare. We managed to get our backup working today. They don't know that yet. We haven't told them.
Because of them.
Yeah, they've been trying to help us do that for ages and ages and ages, and we got it to work, and we haven't managed to get round to sending them that it's working. So, to the lovely people at Telcare that provide all the telecommunications for Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio, thank you so much for all your help and support. We really do appreciate it.
I've had a lovely email in here from, it's the Kent Adult Education, and they say, dear Bunker listeners, how money works, understanding cash flow. It's an interesting workshop which is run by Kent Adult Education, and it's to be held at Maidstone Enterprise Centre, and the workshop is entitled How Money Work Works. understanding cash flow. It's designed for those interested in understanding cash flow in a small business or when working as a sole trader. And it's going to be held on Thursday the 5th of February, so that's this Thursday. It's at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And again, you can go on to the www.kentadulteducation.co.uk website to sign up for that. But it will be on Kent Business Radio after the show.
Fantastic. Thank you. We've had a tweet, as normal, as every week, from the lovely Lee Willis. Lee is the chair of the Ancorians Football Club over there on Medway City Estate. They're a community football club. They run 20-odd teams for all kinds of abilities, for boys, girls, men and women, disabled teams, and all kinds of community-based activities. I happen to know that they are on the lookout for good quality lady footballers at the moment, especially.
Not bad quality lady footballers.
Not bad, no. No, they did specifically say talented lady footballers. I'm reading between the lines that's assuming that they have quite a sufficiency of not-so-talented lady footballers and would like one or two ringers, basically.
Yeah, but some that just turn up for the sort of end-of-play bath where they all
No, it sounds horrible, but basically anyone's welcome to go and play football there, and they will say that unequivocally. But they are particularly interested in people at a higher level of talent, probably because they're getting whacked every week or something.
But they do turn up for the after show, the after team bath. That's probably the bit that you'd like, wouldn't
it? That's the bit I go to. Yeah, that's why I sponsor Sammy Lasalle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for the after bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Lee, and all the folks over there at Ancorians Football Club, a fabulous community-based football club in Medway. We've also had tweets in from JR Car Parts, and they say, Vanilla Web, that's me. Can you give a shout out to JR Car Parts? We have 35 branches in the south, 11 in Kent. Non-trade customers are welcome, and we have all the winter products at low, low prices at the moment. You can find us online at jr.co.uk, and let me spell that for you. It's J-A-Y-A-R, all one word, J-A-Y-A-R, jr.co.uk. Thank you, Paul. We love the show. Have a great day, and we're looking forward to hearing the rest of the Business Box show. So thank you to all the folks over there at JR Car Parts, jr.co.uk. Have a look at our website if you need your winter tyres, your snow chains, your antifreeze, and all the kind of stuff.
See, I get a bit confused by all this, Paul Andrews, because we're not like Canada where we get like 50 foot of snow, are we? So if you scrabble about, you put all those chains on, you break all your nails, and then you chug down the road and they get you sort of down the hill and that, you don't skid about, and then the snow's petered out and you've got to rip them all off again.
Yeah, sure.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, snow tyres aren't particularly useful in this country unless we've had a long-term heavy fall of snow.
Yeah.
But if you're going to the continent and if you're going skiing, it's mandatory that you have a set of snow chains in your car.
Yeah. So they're the metal things that you...
They're chains that you chain keep around your tyres, yeah. In this country, what I suggest is you get winter tyres.
Yeah.
You can get a set of tyres which are particularly adapted
for winter. I have
got
winter tyres, but I forget to take them off in summer. So what does that mean? Does that mean they wear out for the next winter?
Yes, it does.
I've got to stay at your house.
It also means that your car won't perform very well. You'll use far too much fuel.
That's probably been the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Mm. I have got those little things I pull on my boots.
You're normally quite good with spare tyres, aren't you?
Yeah, well, after all the Lindt chocolate I had.
After all the chocolate that you've got piled up there.
I shall be passing it round.
You want to talk to me about tyres?
I did have low-fat venison. That's very
You had low-fat venison before your beetroot salad and before your three slabs of chocolate. Yeah. That is very good of you.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I've got some lovely news here from one of our most avid Turkish listeners.
I thought you were going to say you had a lovely bunch of coconuts, but go on.
I have got some nice coconuts, so to speak. But Miriam McGurk, who, listens from her little mountaintop in Turkey.
Indeed.
And she is the well-known Kentish author of Tales from Turkey. She hails from Maidstone and Turkey. And she's just got this great big announcement. She's now partnering up with a new publishing company, and it's M-Power Publishing, so that's M-Power, P-O-W-R. And her first volume of Tales from Turkey will be published on the 4th of June by M-Power, and the second volume will follow later this year. and she insists that her quirky Irish humour is being brought even more to the fore thanks to the guidance and the coaching she's receiving from Martin Pentecost and Richard Hagen at Empower Publishing. And her new Twitter address, listeners, is at Miriam underscore McGurk, McGuirk, and you can keep up to date with her adventures in Turkey and beyond with her weekly blog. So go to www.talesfromturkey.com. And I would say that it's a lovely read. And, you know, my mum actually bought it, and without knowing Miriam, and saw there was a little thank you to me and you in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she said, oh, I didn't know you knew Miriam.
Ah, there you go.
So that was lovely. Yeah. Mm. Well done, Miriam, anyway.
Yes, and we look forward to reading both volumes of that. And as always, Miriam, thank you for joining us on the Business Monkey Show and listening in.
I'm sure she'll trot in and tell us more.
I'm sure she will.
Yeah.
We've had a tweet from John Hippersley.
Oh, yeah.
And John...
Ghost hunter?
He is, in fact, the ghost hunter. Yeah.
From Canterbury?
From Canterbury.
Yeah.
He does, for those of you that do know, even if you've been to Canterbury, you would have seen John parading around the city. He does the city walking tours. And I have to tell you, they are the greatest thing ever. He's as mad as a box of frogs.
Have you been on one?
Oh, yeah.
And, really?
Yeah, and John came and did a talk at Create at Fruitworks, and it was the funniest thing we've ever had. He's just hilarious. He's absolutely brilliant. He's a fabulous storyteller. And, I mean, sometimes he gets up to 100 people that he's trading...
100 ghosts?
No, trading around Canterbury after him. And he does fabulous stuff on the actual real history of Canterbury, and then the ghost history of Canterbury as well, and... if you ever get a chance, do go on one of his tours, because they are absolutely stonkingly brilliant. But anyway, that's not what he tweeted me in to tell me about. He tweeted me in, and you can follow him on the Twitter at Canterbury Ghost as well, by the way. But John has tweeted in, Paul, can you give a big well done to Paul Babra?
Oh, I love Paul Babra.
Yeah, the lovely Paul Babra, we know Paul, for his demonstrations on curry cooking at Kingsmead Field. I'm supporting this, and I hope you will too. So, Babu Babra, Paul Babra, doing his curry cooking demonstrations in Canterbury. Do give him some support. And that's happening at Kingsmead Field. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Kingsmead Field, all one word, on Twitter. And Paul has a Twitter account as well, but I can't...
It's at Paul Babra, B-A-B-R-A.
Yeah, at Paul Babra. And, so do give them a follow. Paul's a fabulous guy.
He is, and he's got a Valentine's dinner, which I read out on the Superior Show.
He and Mrs. Babra, or is anyone else invited?
Yeah, I think we might be allowed in. Yeah,
all right, okay.
Little, gooseberries.
He's doing curried gooseberries for Valentine's dinner.
Gooseberry
tart. That's unusual.
And John Hippersley, of course, is going to look at the Alimo ghost, Joseph, who lives there.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, nice one.
He's going to put it as part of his Whitstable tour.
You might tell our listener that Alimo is a Moroccan restaurant in Whitstable.
Oh, yes, Alimo is a Moroccan restaurant.
That's right, I've already told them.
They are. Yeah. They're definitely Moroccan.
Yeah.
They do a lovely tagine.
Underneath the railway line.
Yeah.
As you go into
underneath
Whitstable.
Underneath the arches.
Underneath the arches.
That song.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is
that what they do?
You have to put your elbows out when you sing that song.
Is that what Alimo do when you go in?
Yeah, but they do.
Underneath the arches.
No, they do it in a Moroccan way.
Traditional Moroccan song, is it?
They do it with a fez on.
Okay, right.
There's Spitfire Networking, Paul Andrews. It's on Thursday of this week, the 5th of February. 2 hours of casual networking.
Oh, casual.
With light... That doesn't work on radio, does it?
Speedos and a vest.
lolling. You see, that would be good at Alimo on their couches, wouldn't it? Their Moroccan couches.
Lolling networking.
You could have the little hubbly bubbly, couldn't you?
You could indeed.
Yeah, with an apple flavour or whatever they have. 2 hours of casual networking with like-minded local professionals. Very hard for me to read because it's on red. I can't read that. I need my glasses, perhaps.
Oh, blimey.
It's at Kings Hill Golf Club. It's Fortune Way, Kings Hill, M for Mother, E for...
Funny enough, I was at Kings Hill Golf Club yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah. Hi,
playing
Andrea.
Golf?
Hi, Kirstine. No, I had a business meeting.
So you go to the opening of an envelope, so I'm always
thinking. I would, yes.
The sat nav is M for Mother, E for Egbert, 1-9, 4, G for Jerry, and F for Florence.
G for Jerry.
It's £5 a person.
G for Golem.
Register now. Please excuse my co-host. You need to email info@Corifa, that's Corifa.co.uk.
M for Madagascan skink.
It's... Oh, there is a phone number, 0844 875 5775, and that's Core Financial Services. They're hosting it, and it's Thursday 5th, and now I've got my glasses on, I can see. It's there's a lunch included, 12 till 2. Bookings, that's amazing.
It's only £5, version. And that includes the lunch.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's worth going just for the lunch, I
absolutely.
Ooh,
yeah.
I'd go.
Yeah. So, and I think it's info@coreifa.co.uk is the email address.
I've just said that.
Have you?
Growth in rural England could exceed urban growth over next decade. This always reminds me of the Urban Fox when I read this. Super fast broadband, improved mobile network coverage, better transport links, and changes to working practices may result in rural growth in England between 2015 and 2025, exceeding urban growth during the same period. And this is according to a report from the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, otherwise known as DEFRA, which also claims that rural growth factors could result in a $35 billion increase in productivity and a 6% rise in employment during the next decade. So,
well, that's interesting you should say that, actually.
Well, I
Jules.
Guess they're scrabbling over water here.
Scrabbling. Yeah. It's interesting you should say that.
A fight going on.
It's interesting you should say that, because I've got an email here about that.
Have you?
And it says half of small firms lack access to supervised broadband.
Really?
Yeah. Around half, 44% of small and medium-sized firms in the UK do not have access to superfast broadband, compared to 25% of the general population, according to the figures just released by Ofcom. In urban areas, around a third, 33%.
Yeah, carry on. I'm just saying, I'm opening the lint door.
Another, the third box of chocolates of today.
Well, it'd be rude, because Jackie Brooker bought them in.
Well, it'd be rude not to eat the entire packet yourself then, wouldn't it, really, Jules? Yeah. Where was I? In urban areas, around 33% of small and medium-sized firms lacked access, compared to 17% of the urban population as a whole. Oh, thank you, Jackie.
There's nothing more frustrating as...
As what?
Well, when you can't get your Wi-Fi.
And my stuff. Wi-Fi to what?
Well, you know, the other day I was talking to you and you...
Carl talking, I'm eating a chocolate.
You waxed and waned, didn't you? And I had to call you on your landline. And I'm finding at the moment, I've had a new, what's it called, router, if you're American. If you're Ken Heron, a new router put in. And Ken Heron's our Florida listener guest, just in case, to keep you up to date. But if you have a new router, I've just had mine.
Or a router.
But it won't load my Twitter. It's really annoying. And then I can't get on Spotify.
It probably learned by bitter experience.
You read something and I'll eat my chocolate.
Well, I was halfway through something, and then you interrupted me.
Well, I'm fascinated.
I'm fascinated. Thank you. That was the news brought to you by Bill and Ben and Little Weed. We've had a tweet from the lovely Amy at AM Marketing. She said, I listened to Scoff and Quaff, and now I'm listening to the Business Bunker, because it's Tuesday. Have a great show today, folks. Jules and Vanilla Web and all the folks at Ken Business Radio and Channel Radio. Thank you, Amy.
Get well soon. She had a little car crash.
Did she?
Mm.
I didn't hear about that.
We need to go around and take her grapes.
Really? When did that happen?
I don't know, because Ken Lloyd told me, and he knew all about it, and he'd been in Mauritius or somewhere.
Oh, he's a gossip, isn't he?
I know. On Twitter.
I didn't know that. I did know something about Amy. I know she has been nominated for a Kent Women in Business Award, as has Lucy
Quiba.
Ball. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm sure there are others out there. And if you'd like to let us know, we'd gladly tell people. Or indeed, if you've been nominated for any kind of award.
Yes. And it makes you feel like celebrating by having another lint door, doesn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah, well, breathing makes you feel like celebrating by having another chocolate. JR Car Parts have just tweeted again, so many thanks for the shout out. And that's an absolute pleasure. That's what we're here for. If you'd like a shout out on the Business Bunker radio show, just tweet me and we'll gladly give you a shout out. As indeed has Alex Waterson at F Keys. And he said, hello, folks. F Keys for Microsoft Office Training. Do give us a call if you'd like some professional training on any Microsoft Office product. And funnily enough, Jules and I were talking about Alex and his training just before we went on air.
He's wonderful.
And we were saying how absolutely brilliant he is and what fantastic value for money his courses are and how, more than that, it helps our productivity no end.
You know, what I love about him is he's, because I phoned him up wailing. I was a bit hysterical. I had 6,800 emails.
You were with Captain Ahab on the North Atlantic?
Yes, wailing.
Were you?
Trying to get
okay,
some fish,
that's interesting.
Trying to get some fish fingers for
exactly,
tea.
Okay. Yeah.
And do you know if fish have fingers?
Okay.
And so that doesn't work on radio, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Does it?
But I'm trying to find out where a Microsoft training course fits in with a whaling expedition. But anyway,
well, what
carry
I'm
on.
Saying is I phoned him up wailing. Mm. And because, you know, I go through them every day. I spend sometimes 17 hours.
What, a whole whale?
Trawling.
It's a blue whale.
Trawling through my
sperm
emails.
Whale?
You can keep,
narwhale.
You can keep doing this. I'm going to ignore you. And so trawl through them. And then the next day you start your desk and you've got the same number of emails again.
You have, yeah.
You never really get down beyond the cusp.
I've got a way of dealing with your emails.
Yeah, I know what you do.
Yeah, I delete them all.
You spam them.
No, I delete them all. As soon as they come in from Jules, I just press delete. That's one of the tricks that Alex showed me. He showed me how to divert things so they come straight in and go straight out again without me having to interfere with them. Oh, thank you.
Does he put mine in a special folder that you can just get
exactly.
rid of?
It's called junk. It's called Jules's junk.
What I like about him, though, as I phoned him wailing, is that he was very calm. Mm. And he said, shall I pop round? And he came round. I made him one of my lovely frothy coffees.
Did you?
And, he's straight up there and sorted it all out.
Fabulous.
I'm going to see him regularly.
I don't blame you. He's really good. He really is good. I F Keys. Give him a follow on the Twitter at F. That's the letter F. Keys. K-E-Y-S. He's based in Medway and in Canterbury. And but he will come anywhere. He will come to your office to do your training courses on any Microsoft product. He is certified and he's also quite
Doesn't
good.
Doesn't sound very good saying he's certified.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
thought, shall I put a joke in there or not? And I thought not at this juncture. No, Alex Waterson of F Keys, do give him a follow and do use his services because they are absolutely brilliant. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
Bit of tunage.
We can eat some more chocolate.
We could.
Oh, I know this. This is, I know this.
Cheryl.
America. I've forgotten. Cheryl Crow. All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. Sit the man next to me out of nowhere. Apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill, or Billy, or Mac, or Buddy. And he's played ugly to me. And I wonder if he's ever had a day of fun in his whole life. And we are drinking beer at noon on Tuesday. The bar that faces a giant car wash.
and inspiration. Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Jobsinkent.com. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on campusesradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, February the 3rd, with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jules Serkin. That was Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do. That's what you were trying to remember, wasn't it?
It bamboozled me a bit, but I knew it really well. I like that song.
Absolutely. Cool. I'll tell you what, you can do one more email, and then I think we'll do something interesting and talk to a guest.
Okay, well, I just want to say that on my superior show, Scoff and Quaff, which was 11 today, this morning, and every Tuesday, we had the fabulous Peter Wiggins.
Was that a tea man?
He was fabulous, and he made me a rose
tea. He made you? He forced you?
He made me a rose tea. Now, it was absolutely fabulous, and it was a rose green tea. And I just wanted to let you know, because he is not just the perfect present for tea lovers, but you can get gift vouchers, but he will do a corporate do as well. And he was just absolutely charming. So it's www.theproperteacompany.co.uk. Huge range of teas and gift vouchers. Tell them that you heard about it on the Scoff and Quaff and the Business Bunker.
She has to do these plugs, listeners, because nobody listens to her show.
Well, actually, the Twitter was hugely busy and people love it.
What's it? Paul Andrews. Are you going to eat the rest of those chocolates? She's gazing lovingly at half a packet of chocolates.
I'm going to pass these to Jackie and to Donald.
Were they made by Debbie?
These were made by Linton Chocolates.
Debbie
Carter, handmade. Now, I know the Lindt d'Or are fab. Don, don't have one now, you're going to speak, but...
She's given that to you so you don't eat it. I mean, is she evil or what?
Oh, yeah. But you have a bite of that, Jackie Brooker, and I'm just going to read out Debbie's website, which is linton-chocolates.co.uk. That's a champagne truffle. Tell me, she's just going...
Yeah, well, she's eating it.
Yeah.
She's got manners, unlike you. It's nice, isn't it?
It is absolutely delicious. Yes. That is divine. I'm going to savour every moment.
You could lie on a chaise longue with that,
couldn't
you?
Oh, yeah.
You could.
Can imagine.
And, of course, also, apart from chocolate and tea... we had Gomish and Game with his
Phil was
lovely
on.
Salami venison, which I'm afraid we've scoffed all of it. But Gomish and Game...
Except the bit you deliberately left behind the radiator in the studio to build up a bit of a whiff from when I came in.
Before Donald comes on, I must tell you this little thing. I went to a party once. It was about 15 years ago. And it was my lovely friend's parents' party, and I was invited. And I got most people got a bit squiffy, and I have a...
you don't say.
I have a bit of a naughty sense of humour, and I hung at the end of the evening some sardines on their banana storer. You know those little hooks you get to hang your bananas on? Now, I'm used to my mum, who's very house proud, and she would always clear up after a party. These people ratted off to bed and left these sardines swinging on this banana catcher. And then they crawled out. What I've forgotten to say is that I also apple pied their bed. And they had a...
As you were.
And I hardly know them. They had a hedgehog foot scraper, and I popped that in their bed with various other things. I thought it was highly amusing at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
They were not impressed.
She does quite often ring me up and say... Why do people not invite me back to things? No idea, Jules. I have no idea at all.
And apparently they came down the next morning to this terrible whiff of sardine, and they've never, ever forgiven me. They weren't happy at all.
Really? I'm surprised. I mean, some people just don't have a sense of humour, do they?
No, they don't. Anyway, where were we? Donald.
I have no idea where we were. But I know where I want to be.
Donald.
I want to be talking to our first guest
on
today's Business Bunker Show, because it would be absolutely lovely to have some degree, some modicum of common sense and
decorum.
And decorum rather than talk to you. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the first time onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Don Baker of Aspirations for Life. Don, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. Why don't you tell the listener, for there is one,
Yes.
Exactly what Aspirations for Life does and what your kind of background is.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. I must admit, I'm looking forward to catching up with the chocolates when I get over the first slot, as it were. So thank you for the invite. Basically, I'm a people and performance specialist, and we go into businesses and help build confidence to allow the business to deal with the challenges that face them through their leadership and management. So we effectively deal with the various aspects of the business, whether it be the leaders, the staff, or indeed the business itself. So,
okay. And on what kind of basis do you do that? Is that one-to-one coaching and mentoring? Is it workshops? Is it a combination of that?
Well, basically, it's mentoring and coaching, although we would want to favour mentoring at the moment. And we get a lot more out of mentoring than the coaching. So effectively, we set up, we have a bite-sized mentoring programme where people can actually, we go into a company and if one or two members of the staff need continual mentoring at sort of various times, they can phone us up or deal with us on Sky so that we can give them the advice when the actual issue arises rather than in advance of the issue.
Okay, so it's almost like an emergency service. You know, panic, break glass, call Don, get some advice.
Break dance?
Break glass.
Oh, I think it's a break dance. I'm sure Don.
No, that's in the second section. That's for the advanced courses. Yeah,
a bit of speed mentoring, basically.
Yeah.
So, and it gives a quick answer to their problem, gets them over the hurdle and gets them on their way, really.
Okay, and you made reference to it, and I'm kind of making some assumptions here. Maybe you'd like to kind of fill out around this. You called it bite-sized mentoring. And I'm assuming that that's because a lot of people these days don't have the time to spend huge amounts of time in training programs or coaching programs or mentoring programs and want things done in small, little digestible hits.
Yes, you're basically right, Paul. But I mean, there's various issues that come out of that. Effectively, when we do bite-sized mentoring, people do want a speedy answer to the issue at hand, as it were. Mm-hmm. But we can also go into companies and actually mentor them in a fuller way, in a sort of contract which effectively lasts a longer period of time. And we can perhaps develop an individual to be a manager or succession planning terms.
Sure.
Or we could develop a manager in the first 100 days of their management to make sure that they are actually responding to their team and getting their team to perform.
Sorry to interrupt you, but that's a very difficult thing, isn't it? For most new managers, first-time managers, it's really quite daunting when you first get an assignment that puts you responsible for a group of other people. And you feel okay until the daft things start happening almost straight away and people ask you weird things.
Well, indeed, that's why the company was actually formed, because I was put in that situation several years ago and I was from a caseworker into the boss of the office within a month, 5 weeks, having taken up a promotion. And I was thrown in at the deep end and learnt the hard way, if you like, by hard hits. So if I can, and Barbara can, give back some mentoring advice to inexperienced managers in that way, then that would be very helpful, and that's what we want to do. We want to actually give value for money and help to those people that are finding it a struggle.
Sure. And can I just clarify, I don't want to lead you on this, as it were, but kind of thinking about it, when you look at mentoring, I'm assuming it isn't all just answers to questions. So you're not just, you know, saying, so you're not going to go to someone and say, look, I've got a problem with this, and you could say, well, email me and I'll give you the solution, and you can go off and do it. Presumably, you're also there as a resource to act as a listening device, and I'm trying to avoid using the word like therapist, but do you know what I mean? It's almost think out loud in front of me, and then we'll kind of discuss things from there, rather than just, you know, here's my problem, what's the answer?
That's absolutely right. It's not about giving answers. It's about challenging the person, how they want to react to a set of circumstances, whether it be a leader in a business, whether he wants to actually change the culture of a business, for instance, and how he would want to do that, and lead them through challenging him through questioning. And obviously the quality of that question is extremely important, because that gets the the quality of answer. Mm. And then there is a self-realization by that leader or manager that actually that's the direction they want to go in, and that's the right answer for their company.
Absolutely.
So there are no. So it's not about forcing my answers on other people. Absolutely the opposite.
Yeah. that's my job, forcing answers. I have to tell you one of my favourite stories. Many years ago, I worked as a management consultant, and I was hired by, I've got to be careful here because you could identify them quite easily, and I don't want to do that. They were a substantial company that worked in a field fairly close to our hearts. We'll leave it at that. But they were quite a substantial company, and they hired me, and the chief executive said to me, I want you to do a six-month review of all my international staff, senior management, right across the globe. We have major problems in our business, and I want to know what the root cause of that is. And there is no barriers to this. We must know. So I did a six-month survey, and then I arrived to present my findings. And my findings were, consistently, the root cause of the problems in this business is... That's you. at which point he sacked me. He really sacked me, told me to stick my report and go away.
That's the trouble, isn't it?
Yeah.
Donald, what would you think about that?
Well, no, the biggest issue at the moment actually is employee engagement. And I mean, that is happening all the time. That, that unfortunately, the recent survey that's taken place shows that the people at the top end of a company, CEO, executive level, have lost touch with the employees, and employee engagement is now at a it's fairly low. It's about 36% in a company, 36-38% according to CIPD. So they have lost the ability to use the people skills that they had when they were in middle management, and therefore the company starts to break away, and of course the leaders or the managers down the line, the middle managers then have to take over and steer the company and potentially in a different direction from where the executives want. So what we try and build is a clear line of sight between basically what the executive want, their vision, what they want to carry out, and the employees that are backing that vision up.
And how do you, because I find actually the bigger the company gets, the less they talk to each other. The communication just seems, so the CEO doesn't see, things don't follow on and get passed down, and I find I get a lot of emails, maybe from the CEO, for example, and then I have a meeting with somebody else, but they don't talk to each other. And do you work on all that sort of, you know, internal communications?
Well, what we would say is two-way communication is bottom-up management. In other words, that you take along the people who are at the coalface of the service or industry and listen to them and what the problems are in the workplace, and then try and reflect that as a CEO in the way in which you want to take the company forward. And clearly there are times when that doesn't match, but the majority of times, if you're a good listener, active listener, then you will hear what the problems are at the customer interface and change your company to effectively deliver to the end user, which is the clients.
I'm smiling because the term active listener just reminded me of something that happened. I was many years ago, I worked as a senior executive for a big bank, and one of the things we were done, when you first appointed into a senior position, they dispatched you for an in-depth, intensive workshop on how to be a senior manager. And we went away for a week to some hotel in the middle of nowhere where we were videoed and all kinds of things. And one of the course instructors had been talking about active listening. And towards the end of the course, they awarded an award to one of the delegates for active listening while no one was speaking. Which I thought was quite funny.
Absolutely.
Okay, so... coming back to Aspirations for Life and yourself and Barbara, isn't it?
That's right.
That you work with. Do you guys specialise in a particular industry, or are you cross skill?
We don't. We are cross skill. I mean, we're professionally based, service industry based, if you like. That's where our experiences come from. But basically, they're interchangeable skills. Mentoring is about what that person wants out of the journey that they want to take, and therefore you can use the tools. They're fairly transferable to virtually any industry or service industry across the board.
Cool. And I'm assuming that a lot of the work you're doing is in kind of mid to larger corporates, mid-sized corporates. Do you ever work on mentoring programs with like new startups or very small businesses?
Yeah, we can do both actually, Paul. I mean, the new startups, are, of course, the person may not think of themselves as a leader, but they are the owner of the company. Yeah. And they may have one or two staff and they may be wanting to do things with their business. And we can mentor them through that and get them to think about the challenges they have and move forward step by step. And put things in place which will help the business grow. Equally with the middle-sized businesses, obviously that has more team-based issues, more people-based issues, which we can help with, whether it be from literally the HR side of things, the redundancy, because there's always a fallout on redundancies, for instance, or disciplinary procedures. People need coaching and mentoring through those. But whether it be the manager or the aggrieved person, right the way through to changing cultures or values within a company.
Fabulous. Now, I believe that coming up shortly, you have a workshop coming up.
Yes, we're running, just to give people a taste of mentoring, we're running a workshop at Hever Castle Golf Club.
Oh, lovely.
Which is a very nice setting. Not a bad course either, I might add, if you're a golfer. And that's on the 10th of February, and we're running it over breakfast, so it's 7.30 to 10 a.m., right. So hopefully it doesn't impede too much into the day. And what we're doing effectively is there's a networking. It starts with a networking, and then we go into a couple of sessions of where people can bring their key issues to the networking event and talk them through round a table with a mentor, and hopefully walk away with a quick solution to their issue.
And is this open to anyone that books to come?
Absolutely. The booking is still open in till Friday, the 6th of February.
Okay.
And it's under Eventbrite, Taste of Mentoring. The charge is £25, but that's covering the breakfast, etc. Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Not really doing anything else.
Peanuts.
Absolutely. I hope.
Peanuts.
And hopefully it'll be a very useful opportunity for people to test these, if they're not used to coaching and mentoring, to come along and just test it out and see whether it's for them, and to learn about us and to see whether we're the people that are best suited for whatever they wish to take forward. And it can run from individual businesses through to larger size employees type businesses.
Fantastic. We will put a link to that booking page on the Kent Business Radio website so people can follow up and find out about it and book that place if they want. For the moment, Don, can you give us a shout out for how people can get hold of you in general to find out more about what you do? So what your website is, Twitter handle, Facebook page, or whichever way you prefer to be contacted, so that people can find out about Aspirations for Life and what it is that you offer.
Okay, certainly. The website page is aspirationsforlife.com.
That's the number four, aspirations number four.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you very much, Paul. And then for all the emails or LinkedIn or all the other sort of ways into our sites, it's don@aspirationsforlife.com. So that's my email address, and it's also the LinkedIn page. And Twitter is ASP4Life.
So you can give Don a follow on the Twitter. You can go to their website, aspirationsforlife.com, or you can email him at don@aspirationsforlife.com. But all those contact details will be on the Kent Business Radio website.
Telephone number as well?
Yeah, go on.
Go for it. If people want to talk, you know, which is perhaps a bit old-fashioned these days.
Yeah, no, go for it.
But lovely communication. Yeah.
Send a pigeon.
01732 750771. And we would be very pleased to talk to people.
Fantastic. And presumably your phone number is on your website, so people don't need to write that down. Look at the website and phone him up and talk to him. He's a lovely man. Yeah.
Don't you like to bathe in aspis milk? Asps milk?
Asps milk? Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what keeps my skin so...
Just reminding me, youthful.
So young and youthful and lovely.
They are the asp.
But for a moment, Don Baker of Aspirations for Life, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on here. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Thank you very much.
You can now have a chocolate.
But
they're not just any chocolates. They are Linton champagne truffles, especially for Valentine's Day, to get us in the mood.
Okay, no, we've had a tweet from Eden Valley Chamber. And it says, hi Paul, we're tuned in. Can you shout out for our free networking event on the 18th of February in Edenbridge? And it's from 6 to 8pm and you can book via Eventbrite. No, I'm not going to tell. Yes, I've just done that. And my pleasure to do that too. And they go on to say, we've got another tweet. Blimey, they're in full flow. Also from Eden Valley Chamber. Thank you, Paul. Maybe we'll see you in Edenbridge one day.
Do you go to those parts?
I don't go to West Kent as often as I should. In fact, I think the last time I went to West Kent, I had, apart from yesterday, where I went to King's Hill, the last time I had a rather nice lunch with a gentleman called Don Baker in the Cote Brasserie in Sevenoaks. I seem to remember, Don.
Absolutely, very nice.
Yeah. I do go to the Sevenoaks Chamber of Commerce occasionally. But I don't go that far west as often as I would like.
I'm a little bit concerned because Don has kept the champagne truffles down his end of the studio.
I don't blame him. He knows what you're like around a drink.
There's a Women Working Wonders event taking place, and it's tonight, I believe. Let's have a look. It's today, anyway. Mm. But it's East Kent College with Red Rocket Associates. And, yes, it is this evening at 5:30, and the event will take place at the Professional Learning Centre at East Kent College on the second floor of Innovation House, Discovery Park. You can join them, and it's a free taster session, and you'll learn about principles of influence and impact in your work and life. You'll learn about effective communication, you and your skills, leadership skills, personal branding, work-life balance. That's a good one, isn't it? Work-life balance. Mm-hmm. Collaborative working, again, excellent.
I have a work-life balance.
Do you?
Yeah. I work, I have no life.
And you can't balance, I've seen you.
No, I keep falling over.
Building positive, it's your ears.
Yeah.
Building positive relations. It's your channels, your ear channels. The evening will consist...
I'm not president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society for nothing, you know.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Say pardon. The evening will consider... it's a bit middle class, isn't it, this what and pardon business?
Quite possibly.
It's a very classy thing.
Yeah.
The evening will consist of networking...
Say what?
...where you can meet new people, build your confidence, expand your knowledge and leadership skills. There's tea, coffee and canapes. And they will be available on arrival. It's 3 W's, redrocketassociates.com. One of these days, I'm actually going to say that. I say it so often, that old joke.
Right.
It'll actually pop out by mistake.
Quite possibly.
We've got the Rising Stars. You can develop your network as you grow your career. This includes a full English. It's £15 plus VAT. And non-members of the Kent Invicta Chamber are £20 plus VAT. It's Thursday, the 5th of February, at the Clarendon Royal in Gravesend. And it's aimed at non-business owners and directors in professions such as accountants, bankers, financial advisers and insolvency practitioners, solicitors and surveyors.
I think Don's going to that.
Are you, Don?
Indeed.
Really?
Yeah, I'm speaking at that, yes.
Oh, are you?
I've very fortunately been asked to speak about I'm doing leadership and management, so yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. And it's to find out more, it's 3ws.kentinvictorchamber.co.uk and go and see Donald Baker.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. I've got something I want to tell you about now that's coming on the Twitter, but I do know a bit about this anyway, so I can give you a bit more in-depth than it just says on Twitter. It's from Rose Honick, okay? But Rose Honick is actually the name of the organisation rather than the lady, because the lady behind Rose Honick is actually called Emily Carter.
Right.
Okay? And she designs fabrics. And she designs the most gorgeous fabrics and prints and things like that. And at the moment, she's trying to raise money via Kickstarter, and she's only got 5 days left to do it. So she has asked me to give everybody a mention that Rose Honic, which is the name of her company that does the designs, are trying to raise money on Kickstarter, and she's given me a link. It's kickstarter.com/projects/32706. Now, you're not going to remember that, so I'm going to put that link on the Kent Business Radio website.
Good idea.
But one thing that you can do, and I suggest you do, is to give them a follow on Twitter, and then you can find out all about it. And you can see some photographs that she's posted on Twitter of some of the absolutely gorgeous print designs that they've got going. And that will inspire you to put your £5 or £10 into Kickstarter. And you can follow them on Rose Honic, and that's all one word, and it's R-O-S-E-H-O-N-I-C-K. Rose Honic. Do follow them, please. And then do put some money into their Kickstarter project, because when you see the photographs of the prints they're doing, they are absolutely gorgeous. Thank you.
Well done. And yes, we should all help these new creatives, businesses. I'm trying to clear up all the chocolate paper in there.
I have 34 more tweets that have just come in, so could you move along quickly?
You sound
please.
Like a bus conductor.
Yeah, move along. Plenty of room upstairs.
The Grown Up Business
There's
Seminar.
There's plenty of room upstairs over there. It's empty.
The building a grown up successful business can be tricky, but the rewards are huge if you get it right. And
are they?
We have. This is a do that's coming on with Shirley Mansfield, actually, will be there, the author. It's www.coachsme.co.uk to find out about it. But some of the speakers, there's a very strange one called Paul Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
He's the CEO of Jobs in Kent and host of the Business Bunker Radio. He's going to be doing a little presentation called Come the Revolution. And Steve Jessop, who's worked with Virgin, MTV and Otis, that's not Reading, I don't think, to name a few, is going to be talking about sales improvement and how you do it. That's a good one.
I'm not standing on the dock of the bay, then.
And then Shirley will be following up with effective marketing on a shoestring. So that is something not to miss. And it's, as I said, at coachsme.co.uk. Do you know the date of that, Paul Andrews?
What?
You're speaking at it.
I do tend to go to the things I'm speaking at. Yeah.
But do you know the date of it?
I haven't got a clue.
Okay. Well, we'll have to find out.
Is it not on there?
No.
It's probably in my diary.
Who writes these press releases?
Are you sure it's not on there?
You can have a look later on. I can't see it. I've got a bit bored now with that.
I'll have you.
Digital in Kent Conference, 19th of March, 9 to 5. This is at the Mercure Maidstone. We're delighted to announce that Google is speaking at the next Digital in Kent. I think it must be Google people, not actually Google. Alongside them is a stunning lineup of 7 keynote speakers who are all leading and at the edge of the digital and social media world. Now, when is this, we ask? It's Thursday the 19th of March.
I know that one as well, because I'm cheering that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Got a little hammer.
Yeah.
It's at the Mercure Maidstone, Junction 8 M20. Are you going to interrupt me?
Yeah, 12th of February.
Where does it say that on that press release?
It's in my diary. It doesn't say it on there. It's in my diary because I'm speaking at it. As you just said, it's the 12th of February.
I'm going to write that down because...
That's next Thursday.
You gave me that to read out last week and it was no date. So when you give it to me next Tuesday, there'll be a date. Okay, where was I? So it's the 5th conference and they're taking a glimpse into the future. And who is speaking? We have Google... Thomas Power, Bob Barker, Warren Knight, Matt Phelan, Alistair Frost and Luke Quilter. This is my question, Paul Andrews. Mm-hmm. Are these guys from Google?
Some of them are.
Or is there Google and these speakers?
No, some of them are from Google and some of them are from other places.
Okay.
Like Luke Quilter's from Sleeping Giant Media.
Okay. Not from the bedding department. So anyway, you've got to find out more, go to www.digitalinkent.co.uk and there is a special early bird booking offer, £67 plus VAT, and that offer ends in January, so you'll have to butter them up because we are in February.
Cool. We're getting inundated with the Don Barker fan club now, of course.
They love him.
On the Twitter, yeah.
They love him.
Laura Burton Lawrence listening to Ask for Life on the Business Bunker with Vanilla Webb and Jill Serkin. Don is a great guy who speaks sense. See you soon, Don. There you go.
And he likes the chocolate too.
Yeah. We found that out now as well. We've got loads more tweets. I'll read them out as we get along there.
We've had quite a few new followers. There's Van Cliff Dean, Fabulous Shoes and Bags. That sounds very interesting. Where are they based? I don't know. .com, Berkshire. So hello to you.
All right. Cool.
You can win a perception research report for your business. And this is from the creative agency Zest. And they've teamed up with market research company Touchstone Surveys to offer one lucky company a free piece of perception research, which is worth in excess of £1,500. The research will provide vital data to help the winning company draw up a new and effective strategy and to engage or re-engage with up to 20 current or prospective customers. So they're offering this fantastic research to help companies and key decision makers understand how the business and its activities are perceived. So to enter the free prize draw, please go to www.thinkzest.com and then a little /with a perception research. And you must put your entry in by Friday 27th of February. And details will be on the Kent Business Radio website.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a little break.
A little comfort break.
Yeah. And then we'll be back for the second half of the show with our next guest and loads of information on the Federation of Small Business.
Jackie Brooker.
Jackie Brooker is our next guest.
Maybe a little time for a few more Linton chocolates in the day.
Oh, right.
I think so.
Cool. Good. We'll be back shortly.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.